Good morning, beloved, and thank you again for welcoming me into your homes for this Wednesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're taking a little change here. God's guiding word for us now is hope. It's been prayer up to this point. Now it is hope. As we continue looking at the resurrection of Jesus Christ, this time through the eyes of Saint John. So, let's go ahead and look here. Today we'll be reading John chapter 20 verses 1 through 18. And this is when Mary Magdalene goes to Jesus' tomb and she sees that the stone has been rolled away. She runs to tell the disciples, believing that someone took Jesus' body from the tomb. Then Jesus appears to Mary, telling her that he is going to return to God. Mary then tells the disciples that she has seen the Lord. She is the first witness to Jesus' resurrection. And as I said, God's guiding word for us now for the rest of this week is hope. So let's begin reading in John chapter 20, verse 1. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She went running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put them." Then Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb. The two of them were running, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and he saw the linen clothes, but he did not go in. Behind him came Simon Peter, and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the linen clothes lying there, and the cloth which has been about Jesus' head. It was not lying with the linen clothes, but it was rolled up by itself. Then the other disciples who had reached the tomb first also went in. He saw and believed. They still did not understand the scripture which said that he must rise from death. Then the disciples went back home. Mary stood crying outside the tomb. While she was still crying, she bent over and looked in the tomb, and she saw two angels there, dressed in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the feet. "Woman, why are you crying?" they asked her. She answered, "They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him." Then she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. "Woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who is it that you are looking for?" And she thought he was the gardener, and so she said to him, "If you took him away, sir, please tell me where you have put him, so I will go and get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned toward him and said in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. "Do not hold on to me," Jesus told her, "because I have not yet gone back to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them that I am returning to him who is my Father and their Father, my God and their God." So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and related to them what he had told her. Oh, my goodness. Isn't this a wonderful, wonderful story? Today's key verse is John chapter 20, verse 16. "For Jesus said to her, 'Mary,' and she turned toward him and said in Hebrew, 'Rabboni,' which means teacher." And we read the Bible and we read it a gazillion times, and many times we kind of look over the emotional attachments, really what's going on here. We read about the activities, but not much about, you know, what these activities are about or the emotions involved. And here we have someone who just worshiped Jesus with her whole life. She had been delivered, set free from all that had bound her by this Jesus Christ, and she just wants to do this one little thing to prepare his body for burial. And here she meets him. In the midst of sorrow, in the midst of loss, she meets the Master. And, you know, sometimes that's what has to happen in our lives before we truly get to meet the Master, is sometimes we must lose all hope. And then, finally, our eyes are open and we can see Jesus. Let's pray. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, you are risen. You are risen indeed. Hallelujah. I celebrate the joyous news of your resurrection. Teach me to proclaim this good news to all I meet today. Amen. All right. Well, that brings our time together to an end. Beloved, join me tomorrow when we will be in John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31, as Jesus appears to his disciples. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer for you.